So people ask Jamie and I a lot, like, okay, you guys have your own podcast about Disney. Do you guys really use travel agents to help plan your trips? And the truth is, absolutely we do. We personally use Zip Travel for all our planning stuff. It makes our lives 10 times easier because we have kids, we have businesses, we have all the stuff we do, and it simplifies our lives greatly. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that working with our agent through Zip, we have gotten reservations for Oga's, we have gotten Topolino's Terrace, we have gotten California Grill, we've gotten tons of dining reservations that probably wouldn't have got of our own just because we wouldn't have been as persistent because there's just so many other things going on either when we're at the parks or before we go. So yes, we use our Zip travel agents all the time. And the other great thing is we actually have a dedicated team from Zip Travel that handles the Capture the Magic audience. So we have two agents. We have Lauren and Kendall, who are designated Capture the Magic agents. And so we know for a fact, you know, if you go to travelzip.com, you fill out that form, you are either getting Lauren or Kendall, which we both love. They are both fantastic. We know them personally. They will take great care of you. And it's just a great thing that we can offer people. And the great part about it is, too, it doesn't cost you anything. There's no extra charge to use Zip to help plan anything because they get paid by Disney or Universal, whoever. So it's really kind of a no-brainer. It's a really great trip planning tool. It will take a lot of stress off of your trip planning. They can save you a lot of time. They can save you money by finding you, you know, if you want to change things up or finding you better deals. So we highly recommend them. We use them ourselves, and we would love for you to use them. So again, if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a form there. You can fill out whatever, you know, information you know about your trip, what you want to do, let them know in there. And as even an extra bonus, if you book a trip through that link, you go to that link, fill out that form, you book a trip, we will throw in some goodies as well. So we'll throw in a free t-shirt from us, and we'll also give you $10 in shop credit as well. So you'll, on top of having great service and somebody that will help make your trip planning so much easier and better, you'll also get some, you know, we'll throw in some goodies as well. Plus, Zip at your hotel, they will leave you a gift at the front desk for you as well. So you'll get goodies, you'll get freebies, and you'll get great service. So there you go. So again, go to travelwithzip.com and go check them out. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
Well, listen, Jared, I'm doing well. How are you?
You always do like this other voice when you do this. I like the anticipation. I'm good. I have no rebuttal to that other than I'm good. I was going to say it's a busy week for us. So your parents came in Monday.
Yeah. They did.
So I went and picked them up and then brought them back. And so they're here until Friday. And then we have people. We're kind of running a bed and breakfast at this point.
Because
we
have revolving door.
We got people coming in for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Just you know, we'll see what dates we got available. Anybody wants to be at the Lee Inn.
Lee Inn.
We got an extra room. Yeah. Don't worry about that. But yeah. So we went to the beach today.
We had a beach day.
It was nice.
My parents wanted to go. So yeah. We're like, you know what? We haven't been in a while. So. Yeah. Let's make it an afternoon. So
it's always nice. Which as long as we've lived here, we haven't gone to the beach as much as we probably should because it's like 25 minutes away.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the logistics of going with two small kids like a little, you know.
But baby Thor today, before we'd go to the beach, he sometimes would run away like just completely opposite direction. Like
or
constantly.
Run towards the waves.
Right.
Like at full speed.
Like he's going to tackle them. And then today he was fine. Like he was actually just pretty good. Yeah.
I was like, maybe I can handle this.
Yeah.
Better.
He was playing a fun game, which is you get near the waves and they come in, you run from them.
That's right. And he likes being chased.
He was winning those races. I was proud.
They had a good day.
They did.
They had fun. Sandcastles, frisbees.
I was thinking of sandcastles in the sand.
Right.
How'd that go?
Robin's. Sandcastles. Yeah, sand.
That's right. I remember that. Okay. Yeah. That song was in my head, but yeah. So that's what we did. Yeah, then we made some, we grilled out. Had some, well, not really grilled, but had some steaks this evening. So.
But it's been good having my parents here.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And then we're going to Disney next week.
Next Wednesday. Yep. We're going to be the first day for Flower and Garden.
We are, which we will talk about today because there were some Flower and Garden news that came out.
Yes.
But yeah, before we get to, so we got some news and then we're going to talk about our topic today is our picks for the most affordable rooms for big families. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a few people recently that have commented in the group and I know have contacted Zip and have contacted us. Like they're taking 5-6 plus people.
Yeah.
And looking for things, which, you know, yeah, that's a, sometimes a different demo when you're going from one to two people to that many. So mm-hmm. We're going to break down costs and things like that for a big family.
Yeah. And this is kind of like our picks, like what we think like would be best for families. So not necessarily all of the options because there's a lot and sometimes the cost can be high for some of them. But this is what our picks would be.
But before we get to the news, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic Universal show where we talk about Universal Studios, and we just had an episode come out on there where we talked about Mardi Gras and kind of mm-hmm. reviewed the Mardi Gras Festival going on at Universal Studios. And so if you're looking to go there, get an idea about it, that episode can help you out. So it's on this feed and its own feed. You can check that out. And, of course, we have Jamie's Trip Tales, which is where Jamie has somebody on the show that just went on a trip, and they break it down in great detail. So it's a really good trip planning resource, as you can get a lot of detail. And I call it the Joe Rogan of Disney podcasts because sometimes they'll go 3 hours.
Yeah, they do get long.
Long form Disney, you know, trips, which a lot of people seem to like. So.
Good information, yeah. Though, yes.
So that's twice a month, and you can check it out on this feed, and you can also go to ctmtriptales.com. And if you want to be on Trip Tales, you can click the button there that says Be on Trip Tales. And there's a form you can fill out and you can send Jamie your info.
Yes.
And she might have you on the show. But
yes.
And if you'd like even more content, if you like what we do here, you know, you want more content, you want early access to content, and you want to help us continue to, you know, contribute to this show to help us continue, you know, keeping the lights on, everything we do around here, all that stuff, you can join Club 32. So if you join Club 32, you get early access to Trip Tales. You get exclusive access to the Club 32 shows like Distery, Cool Kids Kitchen, where we do it. We make a Disney dish on a live stream at least once a month, which is always a good time. We have Cool Kids, or excuse me, we have a Speakeasy, where I just usually go live on the back porch, unless it's 25 degrees outside, which I was in the studio for that one last week. We also have live streams for like Marvel and Star Wars stuff. So we just had a Boba Fett live stream. We've got in-park live streams. So when we're in the parks next week, we'll do some live streams of the room we're staying at and some of the stuff going on at Flower Garden. Mm-hmm. And there's a private podcast feed. There's a private Facebook group. There's a Discord. You get 20% off of C-Team apparel and 1901 Candle Company candles. And it's just a really great group. So if you're interested in that, you can go to ctmvip.com and you do monthly or yearly options. And you can even do a free trial if you're just kind of on the fence. You just want to check it out. So you can go do that. So again, ctmvip.com. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. So, all right. Well, let's get to the news.
Okay.
Well, the first one we have here is Disney World was, it was a little busy last weekend.
It was.
And into this week. And park capacity was hit. And reservations were sold out.
Which we really hadn't seen that consecutively for a couple of days. I don't think ever. I think that was the first time that like 3 days in a row, there was like no park availability.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you remember
that's the first
time
I can remember since COVID. I can remember that. Like, I don't.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think the closest we got was around the October 1st. And that was for the 50th.
Yeah.
I think that was the only
and even
other
the 50th one. Didn't hit capacity.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, Magic Kingdom was slammed, but I don't even think it hit capacity that day.
I mean, basically, there were long lines for everything. All of the attractions had a crazy long line. Like, it was, I think I saw, you know, 2 hours for Peter Pan, 2 hours for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, an hour for Little Mermaid, which, I mean, usually that line runs about half an hour at the most.
I mean, a lot of times you can get that for 15 minutes or something. Yeah,
but Dumbo was 90 minutes. Like, everything just had a really, really high wait time. And, I mean, I get it. you know, we talked about people having like this, there's this like pent up demand to come back to Disney because people were like delaying their trips. Well, it's like a perfect storm here. We've got, like the weather in February is nice. Generally, you've got the, Princess Half Marathon that's coming up this next weekend. You had President's Day weekend last weekend. You've got, you know, winter break in like the Northeast states here. So they got a lot of people traveling, and it just was like, okay, perfect storm, you know?
Yeah. You throw in also, I mean, I think it probably makes a difference as the mask, rule was changed. I think that probably could have a really big impact. And I think a lot of people too have just, well, you want to say about it, are just sort of COVID tired, and they just want to go do stuff. And I think there's a lot of people that are just traveling now. And yeah, I mean, I read an article the other day talking about travel in general, and travel in Florida is, it's above where it was before the pandemic.
Especially since they, you know, lifted the international travel ban. So there's a lot of international guests coming again. So that has something to do with it.
But you also couple that with the wait times could also be, as most places are, a lot of places, but Disney's still understaffed in a lot of places.
I know.
So I think it's a interesting thing with people coming back, but Disney still being understaffed, and they're hiring people because you can see the groups going through and they're training people. But, you know, whether or not they're able to keep up with demand, it will be interesting to see.
Yeah. I mean, just expect huge crowds. Basically, I mean, if it's not super crazy busy until Easter, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, it's just the way
I think spring and summer very, very well may be some of the biggest years or quarters, whatever, that they've seen. But again, it isn't just Disney World. It's
Universal. It's SeaWorld.
It's Legoland, all of it.
The Orlando based, you know, attractions or theme parks or whatever, you know, we're seeing a lot more
tourism
crowds
in general in Florida. But I mean, Disney broke records for fourth quarter last year, but so did Universal and all of them.
Right,
so,
we had mentioned that
last week. So I think that's something to keep in mind with that. But I think it's just in general. But it's I don't see it tailing off anytime soon. So it'll be an interesting year to see how this goes.
Yep.
With everything.
Agreed.
But yeah. So just keep an eye there if you're going to Disney. It's going to be busy. And don't forget park reservations. There were some people that we heard about that, you know, they thought just because they had a ticket they could get into the park. You have to have a park reservation, and that system's not going anywhere for probably at the very least a couple of years. So just keep that in mind. So. All right, next story we have is the media cruises for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser ended their voyage on Wednesday, which technically is today. This could be yesterday for you guys because we time travel. But the media blackout extends until Friday, so you basically won't have any info about the media members that went there until Friday.
I mean, Disney has released some things. Hasn't been much, but they did release like exclusive merchandise that's going to be available. That personalizable lightsaber, which is kind of cool. They did that video performance by that singer girl in the lounge thing.
Totally worth $5,000.
Just the singer alone. Some interior pictures of the lobby and some of the bars and stuff, and then a glimpse of that real lightsaber that Josh Giamaro had previewed, you know, that one time.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a little bit of glimpse of that. And just a lot of Imagineers, creative directors, creative artists that worked on the Star Cruiser are just kind of like giving their thoughts on it and everything. But, you know, like we said, we won't really have, you know, like a review of it until starting Friday. So we won't talk about it until next week then.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think a lot of the reviews you'll see coming out of this will be rather positive. It's friendly media, so I'll be curious, or at least more curious, to see what people say about it once that first, you know, batch of paying people start going, and what the feedback kind of is then.
Who
knows? It's one of those things. I will say you should be able to get. I think as part of it, at the very least, you should get a lightsaber.
Like a free lightsaber.
I think if you're spending that much money, at the very least, you could get a lightsaber.
I like that idea.
And if you want it personalized, maybe you upcharge. But like, you should be able to go in and be like, I'd like that lightsaber.
Yeah. I am excited to hear the reviews. And I hope that people are honest in the review. And, you know, if there's something that needs to be critiqued, that they're not afraid to do it. And there's a lot of outlets. You mentioned a lot of Disney people are like really positive about it. But there's a lot of outlets out there that are not Disney, that are just like regular media that right. may be more critical. So it's like you have to like kind of go through the group and see like a, who is going to give me an honest review. But anyway, so.
Yeah. And well, you got to think of something like that too. It's going to depend on, it's geared toward people like if they're into Star Wars or not.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that if they're not into it, they're, it's just going to be like what is going on sort mm-hmm. of thing. But,
sure.
you know, we'll see. So just, well, once we get those, we'll figure. And if anybody ever goes on one, I'm sure Jamie would have you on Trip Tales.
Yeah.
That would be
yeah, you would one. Definitely be on Trip Tales yeah. if you went on the cruise.
There, well, there's your motivation. Get go on this Galactic Star Cruiser, and you are on.
That is right. That is right.
All right. Like we said before, before the show, Flower and Garden news was announced. So the menus have been released.
Finally, you know, just a little bit of a week over before it starts.
They're just waiting. They're just building it's anticipation.
It's fine. So what we know so far is that there's going to be about 20 food kitchens or outdoor kitchens that will be available, including like the funnel cake stand and Joffrey's. They all participate in that too. But some of the options that they posted about, I do want to mention. So they'll have the flavorful kitchen like they've had in the past years. And some of the new dishes, there's not any new dishes from there. There's not any new ones from Sunshine Griddle. It's the same stuff as last year. They've got the Orange Bird Sipper. They've got the Spike the Bee Sipper. I don't think there's any new booths either.
Did it have
any
note?
Outdoor kitchens?
Did it have a note and say there would be a 8-hour line for the sipper?
They didn't say it. Oh, they said okay. Limit two, though. So they are limiting the amount you can buy.
Okay.
Citrus Blossom has some new dishes. Ooh, I do want to try this. They have a pork belly at Citrus Blossom.
Pork belly is always good.
Yeah, they have that. They have a grapefruit tart, which would be good as well. Let's see. For refreshment port's got a poutine that might be good. Trowel and Trellis has some. They have a chocolate cake that's new. And let's see what else. Refreshment Outpost is there. Let's see, Germany. Nothing new at Germany. They will be returning with the Garden Grays this year, and that's the food stroll. So that's where you get 5 items from select booths or select outdoor kitchens. You get a stamp at each one, and then they give you a price or a food item. Not a price. That's a different.
I was like, wait, no. You get a prize?
Not a prize. America, at Magnolia Terrace, they've got a new spicy chicken gumbo with sausage and rice, which is, looks good. They've got a new flatbread at Tangerine Cafe in Morocco. So the La Isla Fresca, that's the one between Morocco and France. They've got like 3 different kinds of arepas.
I'm not exactly sure how you say those.
Which is like a tragedy that they didn't have those for Encanto, like the Encanto booth for Festival of the Arts, which would have made more sense. But anyway, it's fine. They have a new one with chorizo.
Is it a tragedy?
It's a tragedy. They have a coconut tres leche as well. It's new. They've got a tropical breeze with rum, which sounds really good. I might try that. That's also new. Farmer's Feast, all new menu. And they do have 3 different menus that you can do. Remember Farmer's Feast from last year?
I do.
It was like a rotating menu.
I would say I would also talk about some of the things I'm excited about. But this webpage is loading extremely slowly on my screen. So I will catch up to. So
that's fine. I'm just saying the new things right now.
Right. I was looking at some things. But I looked at the article and I was like, well, there's no pictures with it. And then it's loading like it's AOL days.
Well, I was going to mention the Farmer's Feast menu that's going to start on March 2nd. They have a bison ribeye.
I didn't know do bison
char grilled bison ribeye with creamy leek fondue, roasted carnival, cauliflower, and port wine and goat cheese butter.
I have never heard of bison ribeye.
Yeah. Springtime menu is, let's see, there's bruschetta, there's a lamb, there's a strawberry rhubarb upside down cake. Those are not new. And then the summer menu, the new one is a whole lot of melon. That's a feta cheesecake. With watermelon curd, pickled watermelon rind, watermelon caramel, and compressed watermelon. If you like watermelon, get that. There's a new scone at Cider House. It's a BLT scone. I don't know if I'd like a BLT scone. That's
I don't like BLTs in general, so yeah. The BLT scone would not be something I would personally enjoy. Yeah. But
well, nothing new in Canada. All new items in Mexico. All the food items in Mexico. They have a mole. They have a taco vampiro, tostada, China's got some new spicy mala chicken skewers and a rose bubble milk tea.
I was trying to say China has rose. No,
sorry, I saw rose and I said rose. Italy,
China's like, we're getting on this rose game. Right.
Italy, nothing new. Won't do that one anyway. Sorry, Italy.
Okay, we need to try Italy.
I can't. I literally can't. I've never had a good experience in Italy.
Well, okay.
Ever.
But it could be good.
Okay, Jared. We'll see. We'll see about it. Japan has the frushi. You know the frushi I get every year? I love it. It's like fruit sushi.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I've had it.
France has a couple new items. There's a croissant au fromage de chèvre. It's a croissant with goat cheese, basically. There's a sandwich with house-made bread, albacore tuna, mayonnaise, tomato, black olives, lettuce, and celery. I'm going to pass on that one. I don't really care for tuna that much. And then there's a green French green lentil salad with bacon and sausage, which sounds good. And then that beignet, that caramel beignet thing, looked like a donut from last year. Remember that? It was like caramelized. Mm-hmm. That's coming back.
Okay.
Yep. And funnel cake is a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake this year. And a bunch of offerings at Joffrey's. So there's not a lot of new items this year, I've noticed.
Not as many.
But that's okay. I mean, I still enjoy Flower and Garden. I still enjoy the food and everything. I think I will try, like, Sunshine Griddle. We had that last year, right?
I will say I'm glad that the corned beef brisket hash is back, because that is legitimately
you did like that one.
Fantastic. Basically, let's see, it's house-made potato barrels, okay, tater tots.
Tater tots.
Onions, peppers, cheese curds, and a soft poached egg with Tabasco hollandaise. Mm-hmm. It's good. And those cinnamon roll bites are good as well.
Yeah, they were okay. The bacon threw me. I wasn't a fan of the bacon on it, but...
I mean, you can ask for it without bacon.
I probably could.
I mean, that's a good breakfast right there.
Sure.
I wonder if they'd put like an extra egg on it if you asked. Like, I'm sure they would charge you more. Yeah.
Probably.
So I think two poached eggs would be excellent on that.
You can have both of my poached eggs because grody. I don't like poached eggs. I didn't eat this last year, remember?
Eggs are a superfood and they're delicious.
I understand how you feel.
Yeah.
I also want to mention in the France booth, the Fleur de Lis, they do have Froze again. It was gone for a little bit and now it's back. So I'm excited for all
time to rejoice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, Flower Garden always has a lot of good food, so.
And it's so pretty. It's so, like, it's everything is just so, like, blooming and the flowers and the butterfly house, all that stuff. So I love
yes.
it. Yeah. Yes. I'm excited to try all the foods on Wednesday.
Well, as am I. Yeah. And speaking of Flower and Garden, the festival merchandise was also sort of released or showcased a little bit.
It's like a preview, kind of.
Yeah.
So... they had told us what the collections would be, and this year it's the Orange Bird collection, the Mickey Mouse Home Garden collection, Spike the Bee collection, Figment's Garden collection, and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse collection. So the Orange Bird, they've got the sipper that's back. They had that last year, though, so I don't know how much of a demand it's going to be. It may or may not. I don't know. And then they've got there's like a bucket hat. There's a Dooney and Burke collection that's going to be there. There's like a cup. Then they do have, okay, this is not on the list on the article, but in the picture of the article, there's a girl wearing some Orange Bird mouse ears, and there's like a yellow bow with the Orange Bird in the middle, and then the ears are like orange slices. And I need to see them up close. I don't know how I feel about them yet. I don't know if I like them, but those are probably the mouse ears for that collection this year. Just FYI. There's also... Oh, did you want to talk about the Figment one?
I'll just say there's a... I don't want to give away too much, but I'll just say there's a shirt that has Figment showcasing beets, is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Beets?
It's a vegetable, right?
I think it's a vegetable.
Because it's gross. Okay. Just wanted to check. Because I don't know. Because technically, tomato is a fruit. And once we get into that territory, which tomatoes, it's a vegetable.
I'm not a beet person.
Yeah,
people
need to calm
down. I feel
down.
Bad that I don't know this, but.
It's not a big deal. But I saw that, and basically, I'm pretty sure we'll be doing a Dwight beet Flower and Garden mashup. So, because I saw the beets, I was like, well,
that's it.
There it is.
Boom.
It did. It was a what's his face? Jeff Goldblum. He's like, well, there it is.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, there.
Life
found a way.
So, more information or more previews, I'm sure will come out soon. But yeah, just a little glimpse of what it's going to offer. And it looks playful. Looks pretty. I like, again, Flower and Garden. I just love the designs. I love it all. It's my second favorite festival after Festival of the Arts.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
That's all I'm going to say. So anyway, moving on.
Yes, moving on. All right, next one we've got is there is some merchandise for the Princess Half Marathon.
Yeah, so that was released today, and it's not really much to say except for it's different colors. It features different princesses. They have a bunch of spirit jerseys and whatnot, and I don't know. I wish they would do more like that kind of stuff, but not like run Disney.
You don't want to run to do it.
I don't want it to say run Disney because yeah. I don't run.
I'm not a fan of running either. I'm fine for it. Yeah.
But it's cute merchandise if you're in the races. You're in the races this weekend.
I've been waiting for the Lyft Disney line, but
Lyft.
I don't think it's coming anytime
soon.
I don't know
if they're doing that. That would be something you would definitely be interested in though. I can see you doing
it.
Well,
it would perk my interest a little bit.
Yep. You mean pique your interest?
No. I stand by what I said. I will not recant what I said. Okay. I stand by it.
It will perk my interest.
It would perk my interest. I choose my words carefully, and that word was chosen deliberately.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Okay, that made me laugh.
I'll perk your interest.
I mean, it sounds like you will. Dang.
Okay. moving on for something that could perk your interest as well, listener. There are pass holder magnets coming to Disney Springs. These are some new ones.
There's a new magnet that's going to be released at Disney Springs next month. So from March 2nd through March 30th, it is complimentary. It will be in Disney Springs along with other pass holder offerings. And it's a special 50th anniversary celebration edition magnet that features Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and sparkles with the iridescent color they did, you know. And it's for your convenience. A virtual queue will be in place to manage wait times and allow pass holders to enjoy their time at Disney Springs while they wait. So, yeah, they're doing a virtual queue to pick up a free magnet.
Those lines have never been that long. Like before, it's always been just very like you might wait like 2 minutes. I don't recall ever being in line for a long time for a magnet.
It's very apparent that they use the virtual queue to get people to do other things like spend money while they're waiting. So the thing with this is in the virtual queue is that you don't have to actually be in Disney Springs to get on the virtual queue.
Okay.
I believe, so you have to make sure all your friends and family are linked up to the same account because that just helps. You have to be within 45 miles of Disney Springs to get on the virtual queue.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go to your My Disney Experience app and you select annual pass holder magnet pickup. And the queue will open at 9 a.m. each morning and may reopen at various times during the day with additional availability. So I don't know if they're thinking there's just going to be this high demand at 9 a.m.
Or they're trying to create.
Right.
I could see that.
Once you have successfully signed up for a virtual queue, you'll be given an estimated wait time, which may be as soon as 30 minutes from the time they enter the virtual queue. Once it's your time to come back or your call to return, they will have 1 hour to enter the queue at Disney's Wonderful World of Memories shop. So that's where it is. If you do not arrive within this 1 hour window, you will need to rejoin the virtual queue.
But it being at Disney Springs alone, I feel like that would cut down on the amount of people like pass holder. Because I feel like most any other time, it's usually been either you go get it at Epcot or something like that. So I feel like it being there would even cut down more because a lot of people don't make it over to Disney Springs. You'd have to go specifically over there unless you just want to go to Disney Springs as well. But
I know. Yeah.
So I don't really feel like there's going to be this need for, I mean, maybe there will be, but I don't really feel like there's going to be this giant need for a virtual queue.
The only thing I can think of besides wanting people to spend money at Disney Springs.
What? How dare you?
Would be I know I want to say that some of the pass holders, I think in the like the lower two tiers, I think they're blocked out a lot of March, so they wouldn't be able to go into the parks to pick it up.
Okay.
So I think that might be another reason.
So they think those people would just go to Disney Springs only? I mean, they could.
You can't. I mean, you don't have to have a pass to go.
No, I know.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking they're thinking.
We'll see.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. In the past, when we've done like magnet releases, I mean, sometimes it varies how long they release it for, but
right.
It's usually been in park, like you said. So I don't know.
Interesting. I don't
know. But anyway, so it's there.
It's probably not a huge coincidence that it's at a giant shopping center.
Not a huge coincidence. No.
Be my guess.
No.
All right. The next bit of news we have is Anna and Elsa are now back in the Royal Sommerhus for the modified meet and greet.
Yeah. So that area in front of it can not be so congested.
Yes.
Because it would be really congested during the day when they were out. So that'll be good. They have their own space back.
Well, they can go back into their rooms.
That's right. Go to your rooms,
because they were kicked out for 2 years.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Right.
All right. The next news we have is the Festival of the Fantasy Parade. We'll have two performances a day.
Yep. So starting March 9th through the 12th, March 9th is the first day. It will be at 11:30 and 2:30. And then March 13th and on, it will be at 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So when you ask them, what time is the 3 o'clock parade? You may be like, oh, 3 o'clock and noon.
You just yelled at everybody.
I yelled. Just saying.
Okay.
There are two times now, sir. It's important.
Well, we will. Yes, there is. I have nothing. All right. That's fine.
You have nothing to say. Okay, great.
Nothing. All right. And the last thing we have here, that's all the news. So the last rumor, it's a rumor we have, but it's an interesting one. So. This is regarding Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
It's regarding Guardians.
Yes, Guardians. It is regarding Guardians of the Galaxy in perked interest.
You perked your interest? Okay.
My interest has been perked for a while, but go on.
So a tweet went out yesterday, so Tuesday, and it has since been edited, but it was from the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for Disney. And he took a picture, like a selfie of himself. Selfie of himself. Took a selfie. You know? I'm 80 years old, guys. Took a selfie of himself.
Sorry, that was funny.
Thanks.
I went down on the shirt.
I'm taking a selfie of myself.
I'm taking a selfie of myself.
Go on. So he took a selfie.
All right, sorry.
So in the tweet, he made a bunch of grammatical errors, and he added a bunch of people that weren't actually there. But anyway, he said at the end of the tweet that it was opening Memorial Day weekend. So that's not confirmed by Disney. He did say it, and then he went back and edited it to coming soon. So, like, I mean, since he works for Disney, maybe he knows that it's coming, and, like, just oops. I don't know. I would assume, we kind of assume that it would be opening that weekend anyway, right?
That was the guess, if you were, you know. If you're taking bets or shooting darts at something, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would make sense.
It would make sense. And, I mean, again, this is strictly rumor because Disney has not confirmed this. But, you know, it was out there, at least for a few minutes. People saw it, and it's been changed.
So it's probably, I mean, that's a pretty safe, I wouldn't say safe. It's a pretty strong rumor.
It's a strong one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless Disney did it on purpose, which they've been known to do sometimes, although purposely put information out, see what we say, and
yeah,
but this seemed really
they kind of tend to do that accident. Not as much with like opening dates and such, as more of just like potential things that they may do. They don't really, I don't know what it would gain them. Like before, they would see, like, you know, they might put feelers out, be like, what do you guys think about $6 Cokes? And then people get mad and they're like, apparently I don't like it. Okay, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like they usually don't say, you know, opening dates of stuff, but you know, they could have.
I gotcha. So anyway, just a rumor, but maybe it'll open a Memorial Day weekend. That'd be great. So, because it still says summer, we just have summer right now, so that would be a more definite date.
Well, I can tell you my interest is perked, so
okay,
I'm ready to go.
All right,
well, that's all of the news and rumors we have. And we don't have a poll time this week.
Sorry about that, guys. I completely dropped the ball, and I was so busy with my parents coming in that I completely forgot. So I will have another one next week. Sorry about that.
It's okay. But you can send all your hate mail to Jamie at CTN.
Jamie at CTN.show.
I'm just kidding. Don't send her hate mail. It's been a busy week.
It has been busy.
So, all right. Well, before we get to our segment about affordable rooms for big families, if you're going to Disney, or even if you're not going to Disney, you just want some comfortable shirts that are fantastic, you should check out CTM Apparel, because we got lots of shirts. And I will say, in my opinion, the comfiest shirts around. I don't know if there is a comfier shirt. There might be, but I think ours are right up there. So they're very comfy. Original designs that we hand print in our shop here, and we send them out to you. And the latest release we have is the, if you're watching, you can see it, but if you're listening, you cannot. So I suppose that doesn't help the listener, is the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad release. So this looks very much like a, sort of like a Jack Daniel's label, but it's something that the idea behind it is it's something that you might see on a sign inside the line per se. So it looks very airish. It's kind of got the weathered look to it. I enjoy it. I like it a lot. And we just got those first batches of those sent out today. So if you ordered those already, you can expect them. And if you'd like to get one, our turnaround time right now is about 3 to 5 days. So you can check that out there. We also have the ever popular and oftentimes lately mimicked, the I Declare Bankruptcy design is available as well. So it's if you're a fan of The Office, you will understand that one. Plus, we have some, obviously, the scents from 1901 Candle Company, and our newest one being Frozen Heart, which is our Frozen-based one, but all our candle scents are kind of based off of characters more. So we've got a Little Mermaid, Captain America, Rapunzel, Loki. And we do have some based on some ride, you know, like Main Street. And we also have Big Thunder Mountain, things like that. So if you can check those out, you can check all of these out, shirts and candles. You can go to cteamshirts.com. And if you're a Club 32 member, you get 20% off of everything. So go and check it out. So, all right. Well, let's get to our segment here on our picks of affordable rooms for big families. So these are, these would be, now what are we considering technically a big family?
So I consider it more than four, five or six or more. It's kind of what I'm thinking. So I was thinking more around six.
Yeah. I was thinking probably five plus.
Yeah. So yeah, for the longest time, there were hardly any options for larger groups like this at Disney, like none until like 10 years ago. And then they kind of like expanded a little bit, but yeah, it's not easy to find these big rooms, but we'll talk about the ones that we feel are the, you get the most bang for your buck, and then some of the ones that you're going to pay a little bit more money for. So,
yes. All right. Well, that's the first one we have up.
So the first one we have is at Fort Wilderness, and we're talking about the cabins,
which I love these.
We do love the cabins.
They're very, I would say I'm probably the most unique and they're very roomy.
Yes, they are. They sleep six and they're 500 square feet. And it's like a separate bedroom, bathroom, and then there's like living space with a full kitchen. And then in the bedroom, there's a queen bed and two bunk beds. So you have four people in there. Mm-hmm. And then you have a pull out double bed in the, or double like pull out couch in the living room. So I mean, it's your own little like place. It's like, yeah, like you said, like a cottage.
Yeah. And the nice part about these, you've got the outdoor seating and grilling out there. So you literally have an entire like porch.
Yep.
Plus the outdoor. So you've got way more room. You know, normally in a room, you might have a balcony, but that's kind of it. Whereas mm-hmm. this one, you've got tons of space.
It's like a deck kind of out there. Yeah. Picnic tables out there too.
Yeah. So it's, you've got a lot more, you know, especially if you got five, six people, mm-hmm. seven, whatever it is, you've got room to, you know, get outside, get away from people if they're bugging you.
Plus, like, it feels very, like, homey.
Yeah.
You know, like, woodsy. I mean, like, I don't feel like I'm at Disney.
Well, you are in the, I mean, you're in the woods.
Right.
I mean, they're Disney woods, but you're in
the Disney woods. Yeah, but, I mean, it's cool because, like, you can, if you have a car, you can, like, drive right up.
Yeah.
In front of the cabin. You know, you, the golf cart thing, you know, people rent the golf carts and when they stay there and kind of like go around the resort and
yeah,
it's got enough room if you got six people. You could do seven if you had like an infant as well. So you could have one more mm-hmm. if there are three and under or under three. But yeah, it's a good amount of space. And with the full kitchen, you know, with a big group, like having a full kitchen is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And that open room there is, it seems, it is pretty big. It does. It seems like it's got a lot of seating in there. Like you could, everyone could hang out in there, and you wouldn't really be on top of each other either. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. But yeah, it's like it's one of my top picks, and we've stayed there once.
Yeah, I'd like to stay there again, but it was I enjoyed it a lot. What what do these normally run?
Oh, it varies. I mean, like if you can get a discount of, you know, if with the discount you're running like $350, $400. Regular price is going to be $500 or more a night.
Yeah, but I would say with, you know, if you're talking that many people, because basically your options with five or more is one bigger room type thing or two rooms.
Yeah.
At a place. So something like this could actually end up in the long run all saving you money. These do go quickly, though. They're hard to get. But I would say would be, I agree, like as probably my top pick for if you got a big group, the cabin's awesome.
This is your top pick?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I really, obviously some of these other ones are awesome, but I think that one's so unique and just, I think it accommodates a larger group rather easily.
Yeah.
You know, in the full kitchen. Helps completely.
It does. So. It helps a lot.
All right. The next one we have up is Art of Animation, and because they have family suites.
They do have family suites. So the Art of Animation is like two sections, and we've talked about this resort before, but like basically there are regular rooms, which are the mermaid themed rooms, and those are the rooms that are very similar to like Pop Century, because it was going to be like the second stage of Pop Century. So we've got the regular rooms. Those are mermaid rooms. And then the rest of the resort are themed family suites, and then you've got Lion King, you've got Cars, and you've got Finding Nemo. And those suites sleep up to six, and they're 565 square feet, which is bigger than the cabin, actually.
Yeah.
So you have like a basically a bedroom with its own private bathroom, and it's a queen bed in there. And then you've got a full bed that pulls down from the there's a table in there that pulls down the table. It's like a Murphy bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full bed. And then you have a pull-out couch in the living room area and another bathroom in the common space. So this one has two bathrooms.
Which is nice. A nice little thing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no full kitchen. It's just like a kitchenette area.
Right.
But I believe it does have a microwave. I want to say, but it has like a mini fridge as well. So it is a good option for a group of six. Again, you not having the kitchen I don't know if that would be like a deal breaker, but you know, it's right on the Skyliner, which is a big perk. It
now
too.
Being on the Skyliner is a nice perk for
it's
sure.
It's a nice perk.
And the kitchen or half kitchen or whatever is definitely going to be dependent upon how you plan on vacationing.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those people that you're going to eat out all the time and you're going to go to all the restaurants, that's not a big deal. But if you're, you know, if you got small kids, like our kids, are, you know, at least our daughter, she's picky. so you make, you know, or you plan on, you know, eating out some, but want to save some money and making food in the room, then you know, obviously the more kitchen availability and things like that will be a nice perk.
And this would be my pick if you have small kids because of the theming. The theming is great.
Well, you don't have to worry about, I would say with baby Thor, if we stayed in the cabin, I would be worried about we leave the door open and he runs off into the woods because he would probably do that. He would just run off.
He'll stay. He's got separation anxiety.
Well, at the moment he does, but until he decides he wants to go adventuring. But yeah. At least in the room, you don't have to worry about them running off necessarily.
An Aerodrome mission. Yeah. And like I said, the theming with the different, you know, different types of theming is just, it's very over the top, I guess. Like it's very much in your face, which is not always a bad thing. Like, you know, if that's what you're going for, this will suit you just fine. Right. A lot of color.
Yes.
For sure. But anyway, that's a pick for this.
What do these typically run?
These are pricey. I rarely see them. Well, it depends. They kind of run the same price as the cabins, I'd say. So regular price, you're running the $500 range, but you can find like 20, 25, 30% discounts.
Yeah.
And you can knock a couple hundred off that.
But even if you paid $500, you got to think too, you might be hard pressed to find, depending on where you stay, you know, even studio rooms for $250 each.
Right. Oh, yeah. So this could save you money in the long run.
And that's why we talk about, like, I think when you start talking about bigger families, I think a lot of people that have bigger families understand the cost that goes with that. But yeah, that's, you know, it seems steep, but at the same time, too, it probably saves you money in the long run by not having two rooms. So again.
Yep.
All right. The next one we have is in a similar situation, which is All Star Music, as they also have family suites.
Yes. So All Star Music, obviously, it's been around since the 90s. They all started out having just the regular standard rooms, you know, the two queen, mm-hmm. or two, I guess they may have been double at the time. But anyway, so because of the problem of not having enough suite style rooms at Disney, before Art of Animation, they would take two standard rooms and converted them into a suite.
Right.
I don't remember how many they have. I think they only have like 9 of these. There's not that many. There's not that many family suites. But they sleep 6 now, and they're 520 square feet if you put them together. And so, like I said, they converted them into one suite, and you have one side. So one, you can enter from both sides, I think. I think both doors will work.
Yeah, they do.
Right. So one side has the living area, and there's a Murphy bed pull down like over the couch, mm-hmm. and there's another Murphy pull down bed over the table. So they have two Murphy beds on that side.
Yeah.
But when it's put up, it just looks like a living room.
Right.
Which is kind of, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, these have been renovated, obviously, since recently. So that's kind of nice. And then there is a bathroom that's right where the bathroom usually is in the regular rooms. And then on the other side, which has the connecting door,
mm-hmm.
you have a little kitchenette with a full-size fridge, a microwave, and a sink. And then behind that is the bathroom. So there's a second bathroom with the bedroom that has a queen bed.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that they have these at All Star Music.
They don't really talk about them that much.
They don't advertise them much. And the other All Stars don't have them.
Correct.
So it's kind of...
Correct. Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of... Some people just are like, wait, they have them? Because they only have them at one. But
yeah.
They are. I mean, I think they're nice. I mean,
I've never... I don't think I've ever been in one.
I've been in one. I think it was before it was renovated.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, the concept of... I mean, we've stayed in a similar room, which we'll talk about it at Coronado Springs, which is basically almost like... Mm-hmm. It's almost like two studios that just have a connecting door.
Right.
But it does give you that extra space, you know, versus just having just a single studio for sure.
Now, I did look up the pricing of this because I really wasn't sure like what they ran. So the pricing varies depending on what time of year. I looked at second week of November just because I was curious, and I looked at a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that weekend, I think it was the second week of November, I looked at it, and It was like $336 a night.
That's not bad.
Honestly, like, it is going to be a little bit cheaper than the designated Art of Animation suites or the cabin.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, two rooms in one. But pretty, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. If you want to all stay together in the same space.
I mean, you're at All Star Music.
Which you are at All Star Music. It is a value resort.
If you listen to the show, I'm not a big fan of the All Stars.
I know you're not.
But that is for family suites. That's not a bad price.
Exactly. Especially if you have younger kids and you don't want to do like two rooms.
Right.
This is a great option.
The closest we came to this with the kid. Well, we did the same one with the kids. And especially little kids, having them a little extra space can... Mm-hmm. help immensely, especially there for like 5 days.
Yeah. And if you have like, let's say if you have 4 kids, just put them in the Murphy beds.
Yeah.
You have your own bedroom and like you can give them their space
and lock the door.
Lock the connecting door. I'm just kidding.
Well, when your parents stayed, we stayed in adjoining rooms one time and the kids, they would just.
Oh, we did do
and
that.
And they could just run over to your parents' room.
We did that at Pop Century.
Yeah. We were like, go over there. And it was nice. Yeah. You could
that
just do that.
That worked out really well.
Yeah.
Actually.
And so just having the extra space, like, especially with kids, they just like to run around. At least our kids. Like,
yeah. I mean, and Jerry brings up a good point. If you were to get lucky enough to actually get a connecting room,
you could do it that way.
You could just open the door
and
just kind of link up that way.
Yeah.
But
which is kind of
that's not always guaranteed.
It's not always
guaranteed. Why.
And if you got a really good room rate, technically you can almost have your own suite if you're splitting it or however you want to handle that. But so it's always an option. But
good price on these and the two bathrooms. That's nice to have as well.
Yes.
So
agreed.
Yeah.
All right. The next one on our list is Coronado Springs.
Yes. I brought this one up because we've actually stayed in one, like you said.
We have.
We stayed in it. It's in the casitas section of the regular rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So casitas is like right next to the El Centro over there. And we stayed in a one bedroom suite, and it's very similar to like what we said with All Star.
Yeah.
You know, it's set up with a like a living room area on one side and then the bed on the other.
Yeah.
It's a nice setup. good.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. It's adjoining rooms. Now, when we started, I don't know if they've renovated these since then.
Well, I don't think so.
But it was, so in the main section, you had the two beds. Or you mm-hmm. had the one bed and a Murphy bed.
Yeah.
And then the adjoining room, the other one, it was basically, you had a couch. Mm-hmm. I think it pulled out into a bed. And then you had like a recliner and TV. Mm-hmm. In there, and then you also had a bathroom. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was nice. I mean, basically, it was like two studio rooms sort of just joined together, and one of them just didn't have the beds in there.
Yeah, and this one ran a little more expensive.
It was, yeah. I mean, it's Coronado is a moderate, so there is that part to it.
Yeah, the prices for these run, I want to say at least $600.
Yeah,
without a discount.
Yeah.
Again, being at the moderate. They run a little bit higher, and they have executive suites, and they've got presidential suites at Grand Destino Tower, which are going to run a little, like even more.
Yeah.
But you know, they are available if you want to do that. Just not as affordable. So.
Right, and I guess as we keep going this list, at least at Disney, it becomes less affordable.
It sure does.
And affordable, sure does. Again, affordable is just basically, it's very dependent on.
Absolutely.
Your situation. So
yeah.
There's one reason why we a lot of times we cover these things because, you know, for some people that $600 is fine and other people more is fine or less is what they need. So we just kind of try and cover them all here. But I mean, you know, Coronado does have its perks in that it's a convention resort. So it does have a lot of amenities that other moderates don't have and values don't have. So it's got a lot of, like, you know, it does have a workout facility. It's got, you know, pools. It's got a lot of stuff that you're not going to find in other ones. So that's something to think about as well.
Exactly.
Well, we do want to mention the deluxe resorts all have suites that do leave to sleep six or more, but they are very pricey.
They're more pricey than the ones we've talked about. And, you know, I'm not going to go into those a lot, but it's...
They all have them.
Yeah.
It's just going to depend on, like we've said before, it's going to depend on when your trip is, which resort it is. But I would say at the very minimum, you're probably looking at 700 plus at least.
Oh my gosh, at least.
At least. It probably way more, but it just depends on your situation and you know, if you got multiple families chipping in, maybe it's not a big deal, but that's what you'd be looking at if you want to do the deluxe resorts.
And another thing I want to mention is about the deluxe resorts, not all the suites will have like a kitchen.
Right.
A full kitchen. Sometimes it's just a kitchenette.
Yeah.
But has like multiple bedrooms and like meeting space, you know,
right?
Or like a dining room and stuff. But
for family meetings,
yes, or conventions or business meetings.
Listen, family meeting done.
Family. So that's what I mentioned about deluxe resorts. But the next one will have more options.
Yes, and the next one is the DVC resorts. So they have 1, 2, and 3 bedroom options with DVC.
Yeah, and I mean they have studios as well. And the only thing about studios is that. Most of them sleep up to 5. Well, some of them sleep up to 5.
Yeah.
Some people sleep only 4. Then there's some 1 bedrooms that only sleep 4.
Which is odd.
Some are 5. It's
some of the
odd.
Studios technically sleep more than the 1 bedroom.
It's so odd. Yeah. But sometimes if you have like a child under 3, then you could maybe fit 6 in a 1 bedroom that sleeps 5. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's all confusing. Yeah. But
you can with also these... bring in air up mattresses. I'm just kidding.
Not supposed to do that. Fire code, mister.
I did not do that at the Riviera Tower room. I did not do that.
No, you were counted.
I was counted.
You were counted. You just didn't want to sleep in the bed with Nate.
Nathaniel Bishop and I decided it would be best if we didn't share the bed.
You didn't break any fire codes there. So for the 1 bedrooms, the 2 bedrooms are going to sleep up to, I believe it's 9.
Yeah.
9 people.
That sounds about
right. 3 bedrooms sleep up to 12 or 13. I think it depends on which one you're in. But those all come with full kitchens and they have the whole setup because it's supposed to be like home away from home thing.
Well, and I was going to say, that's a lot of reasons some people get DVC is they have bigger families. And if you're a DVC member, you can say they're cheaper than, you know, a normal hotel rate. Plus it is, you know, like you said, it's like home away from home. So it's got a lot of amenities that the regular side of the hotel wouldn't have.
Right.
So definitely DVC is it. Yeah. I can tell you when, you know, we got, you know, gifted by the other Jared, to stay at the 1 bedroom at Riviera. And that would have been great for, you know, if you had a family of 5 or 6, it would have been probably pretty good.
6. If you've got a child free.
Depends, yeah, because you had the Murphy bed pull-out, which was big, and then you had.
But those only sleep five. So yes, if you have tickets, what I'm saying is, if you have tickets, you can't link a sixth person. Unless
right, I'm
under,
just saying in general, like right. You can definitely feel the space difference. For is sure. Was my whole point versus like the studio.
For sure, yeah. And it can, like Jared said, it can be a more affordable option if you were to like rent points from somebody or go through like a third yeah. party rental company.
Yeah.
You can rent points that way, and we, you know. We've done this. We've rented points many times, and mm-hmm. we really haven't had a problem yet. And I will say, so like there are certain rooms with DVC that are a little more unique. And just one I'll mention is that like a one bedroom at Bay Lake Tower has two bathrooms.
Yeah.
Whereas a one bedroom at like another place would just have one, mm-hmm. you know? And then like if you did a studio, even if you have like, if you were sleeping five, Polynesian has the two bathrooms.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I mean, so if you have a party of five, but you just want to stick with studio, Polynesian's a good one because it's got the two bathrooms. It's got one full, and then one's got a sink and a shower.
Which is where we would put the kids when they were little.
That's right.
Well, technically, the baby Thor's still little, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there we had some people asking. Sorry, we call our son Baby Thor. That's his nickname because when he was born, we don't use our kid's real name. So yeah. The Club 32 and the Captain Magic Facebook group named him Baby Thor. Mm-hmm. So that's what we call him. His real name is not Thor.
Right. Exactly.
Although I kind of wish we would have named him that.
but yeah, so DVC is another option. So.
Yeah. And I've got one to add in here as well.
Oh, okay. Here.
But something, so we'll get off Disney now because we've covered all on Disney property.
That the ones that we feel are the
yeah,
most.
Yeah. I mean that, you know. For
practical
most, you know,
or affordable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next one we have up is if you can, and a lot of people are starting to do this more and more, which is stay at Universal Studios. Because yes. Universal, in my opinion, I think they for sure do the values and the moderates better than Disney, personally, the way they do their hotels.
Well, and a lot of people do, like, they'll do Universal and Disney together on yes. the same trip. So some people, you opt to, like, just stay at Universal hotels
yeah.
for the whole time.
Well, because Universal, depending on traffic, is 20 minutes away, depending on where
yeah.
you're at. It depends.
Yeah.
20 to 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, you can stay at... for instance, one of our picks are Endless Summer. You got Surfside and Dockside, which are sister hotels, and mm-hmm. they're Universal's value. You know, you have studio. They have what they
standard room. I think
yeah,
they
what
call
they
it.
Call two bedroom suites, but technically it's a one bedroom. They count the main area as one, and then you have an extra bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But those sleep six,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you can get those for low 100s.
Yeah.
Depending oh, yeah. again, this depends on when you go yeah. and timing. But we've stayed there for have we gotten it under 100? I think
no, not the not the suites. The okay. lowest we ever got the suites was like 120,
okay.
119.
Yeah,
or
so you can. I mean, again, for a essentially a one bedroom, I mean that's you're not going to find hardly anything better than that. And the rooms are nice. It's new.
Mm-hmm.
It has it's got a kitchenette area. It's got like
it
a
does.
Fridge, but the fridges are bigger at Universal than they are at Disney, I will say. So you do
like
have more room in the
bigger
fridge.
Bigger mini fridge, you mean?
Yes. It's not a full fridge, but a mini
right.
fridge. They do have
right.
a microwave in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that picnic table in there, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Endless Summer hotels.
Yeah, we've stayed there a couple times and both sides, Surfside and Dockside. And yeah, it's a very affordable option. Practical for our family. Because we usually just stick our kids in the bedroom, and so we have all the space out in the,
yeah.
out in the open while they're sleeping, and
yeah.
it just works out really well. So we enjoy staying there, and the only thing to consider about Universal before we go on to the next option we're going to talk about is that unless you – it really only works to stay at Universal if you have a car.
Like, you would need a car.
You would need a rental car. Or you know, if you drove in to be able to go back and forth,
unless you just want to spend a bunch of money in Ubers and
right.
stuff. But.
So that's the only thing that would be kind of a caveat is if you have a car or have like a van or a SUV or something to hold all the people.
Right.
you would need that to go back and forth.
Now, Dockside and Surfside, they don't have anything more than what they call two bedroom, but it is a one bedroom suite, correct?
Yeah, they just have the standard
yeah.
rooms.
So I mean, you know, this would be you'd have bigger families. Like a family of five could make this work.
Mm-hmm.
Six, depending on the age of people, you might start pushing it at six people. You think?
In the standard room,
yeah. Well, in the one bedroom or whatever, what they call two bedroom, but it's a one bedroom.
In the two bedrooms, you could do six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They're all queen beds.
That's true.
So you could do six.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, they would work. You'd be a little tight because they're not huge.
And there's only one bathroom for those.
One bathroom. But they do utilize the space well.
Yep.
So it is an option. And another one at Universal that we are a big fan of as well is Cabana Bay, which is considered a value there.
We love Cabana Bay.
Which Cabana Bay, for being considered a value resort, I love this place. I really do.
It's my favorite value between the two.
Here's the thing. Resorts. If Cabana Bay was at Disney, it would at the very least be a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really would be. And you can get great rates here. They have a family suite. And the family, what do you got? Living area. He's got a pull-out couch, mm-hmm. kitchen area, small fridge.
Microwave, sink.
But it has a pocket door
that divides the two rooms.
Yeah.
And then you've got two queens and then the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's very, like Universal hotels are very simple. Like, there's not a lot of... like sometimes a lot of wall space a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of they're no frills really, but the theming is nice.
Yeah. I mean the theme, I would say Cabana Bay is one of the most themed hotels that they have.
Yeah.
The way they do it.
But for the family suites at Cabana Bay, this works well in a similar way that the Endless Summer suites do. Just that you have two beds in one room, you have one bed in another.
Right.
This one just happens to be a couch or like a pullout. So,
yeah, I mean, I can't say that pull-out couch is the most comfortable thing in the world.
Not really.
But it's
not
okay.
Really,
but I would say if I had a family of five, I would probably try and do Endless Summer before I would do Cabana Bay. Just, I think, mm-hmm. I love Cabana Bay, but I feel like these spaces utilize a little bit better in Endless Summer. Because you have, this one has a partition, but it's not blocking any sound. Like,
yeah.
I mean, for us, when we've stayed in those with the kids, it's not like we could have the TV on in the room because it would have been too bright. I mean, it would have... you know, kind of affected the kids.
That is true.
So there's something to think. We wouldn't be able to sit there and have full-fledged conversations.
Right.
You know, we'd have to whisper and all that stuff. But
exactly.
So those would be, I mean, Universal. I mean, there's obviously, they do have Premier Hotels, which is like their higher-end ones, which are obviously able to do. I don't know what those would run. I'm sure they have suites probably in those, but they're probably running close to Disney prices.
So... we did stay in a Sapphire suite at Sapphire Falls one time. Remember that?
Yeah, we did. Didn't
but
we?
But it only slept four.
Yeah.
So that didn't work.
It had a lot of space.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for bigger families.
Right, yeah.
You know?
It was a rather big room, but yeah, it didn't sleep technically as many as you think it would.
Yeah, they all have bigger suites that you can be in. But again, price-wise, just doesn't
Well, and I think once you get towards those, you're probably closer to Disney pricing. So if you're wanting to go to Disney or be on Disney property, it would make more sense to spend the money there because you've got the perks of Disney and things like that. So
There is another room that I wanted to mention, and not a lot of people know about this room, but it's at Cabana Bay. And it's in the towers,
mm-hmm.
The two towers that kind of overlook Volcano Bay. But it's a Volcano Bay two-bedroom suite.
I would like to stay in this room.
There's only eight of them.
Yeah.
And they book up very quickly. But there's no, like, formal kitchen area or anything. It's just, like, a kitchenette area. But there's a full living area and then two separate bathrooms, two bedrooms. It's very nice. Overlooks Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
Definitely doable.
I think a lot of people are starting to get turned on to. I mean, Universal has they're underpricing their hotels on purpose because they are trying to take market share away from Disney. So it's something where, you know, those prices will probably go up in the future, but you can take advantage of some, in my opinion, in the value and moderate range. Being on Disney property has its perks, obviously, but if you're talking just the hotels themselves, I'm a big fan of Universal's values and moderates.
Yeah.
You know, outside of, we talked about it briefly, but Coronado Springs has Grand Destino Tower. That's a different thing from the regular rooms they have there. So, but yeah, I think I like them a lot. And the only thing I would add to this list is if you just want to stay off property in general, but be closer to Disney, is we're a big fan of the Flamingo Crossing area. And you've got,
you've got those hotels
over there, which our favorite probably in that area is Homewood Suites. So you can get, you know, these places have, you know, breakfast included. You can get one bedrooms. I believe they also have two bedrooms you can get.
It depends on what hotel. Yeah. But
I know there.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably would be able to get those for, you know, sometimes 200 range.
Yeah. If you want to do a not on property hotel, like Flamingo Crossing is good. Disney Springs area hotel is good.
Yeah. I personally, I really, Flamingo Crossing, now they've got the Target over there. They've got more food and shopping going in over there. So I think it's got, if you, you know, the Disney Springs hotels are okay, but it's so busy and hustle and bustle over there so much. It's
very busy over there. Yeah.
These are a little bit more quieter. There's, you know, eventually they'll probably be a lot busier, but I do, mm-hmm. I do like these. And I know we've talked about it before, but we're big fans of the area. So that's something if you got a bigger family and you want to maybe stay on property, mm-hmm. but literally you are, how do you, 10 minutes from Disney property?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, I think you're 10 minutes, like it's so, a 10-minute drive to Epcot.
Because it's not far away from Coronado, actually.
Right.
Like but again, 5 minutes from Epcot, you would need a car. Yeah. That's something to think about. But because
they don't offer like transportation. They do not. There's no shuttles or anything. Yeah, because
you've got Hiltons and, you know, those types of hotels in that area. So they don't offer any of that extra stuff. But So, but an Uber drive to Disney from there wouldn't be bad.
Right.
You know. Right. So.
Exactly.
But all right. Well, anything other? Any other places you want to talk about or anything? Clarify.
I don't think so. I think this is the ones that I wanted to mention.
Okay. I do have something.
Okay. You have a question?
You're staying at Disney. Okay. You got a family of six.
Oh, you have a scenario for me. Okay.
I just got a scenario. What is your top? What would be your pick at Disney? And let's just take the main ones. So Fort Wilderness, Art of Animation, All-Star. I guess we could throw in Coronado Springs. Like, what would be your pick out of those for a family of six? Because it's all similar budgets in there, maybe. Coronado Springs being a little higher, I think.
Yeah. For me, I pick Fort Wilderness just because there's a full kitchen.
Yeah.
I mean, that full kitchen, dang.
I mean, if you can, it's hard to get those sometimes, but I would agree. Like I said earlier, I love Fort Wilderness and the cabins.
We want to stay there again because we just had a great time.
Yeah.
Last time. So we would love to do it again for sure. But yeah, that would be my pick. That'd be my pick for sure.
Okay. Mine as well. So
I was going to say, I figured you'd do the same thing.
Well, it's nice having that extra, you know. You can just go outside and you're literally like outside and you have a deck and you know, you can, for me, you can grill. You can just go get food and grill. I mean, you can't grill at any other place.
I mean, you can like in the,
you can. Okay. On the off property hotels at Flamingo Crossing, they do have outdoor grills you can use, but you have to go all the way down there and then you got to fight people for them. Physically you have to fight them.
Do they have outdoor grills at Value? No, I'm legitimately asking you a question. Do they have
at Disney?
At Disney?
I don't believe so. No.
I don't remember seeing one.
I don't recall ever seeing one, and I'm sure that
it's probably like a safety thing they don't want to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, at Flamingo Crossing, I know it at Homewood Suites, there's a really nice area down there with grills and stuff like that. So yeah, so you can do that. But hopefully if you're, if this is a situation which you're looking at, hopefully this helps you clarify some things or gives you some things to think about. But
absolutely.
So, all right. Well, I guess that will do it. Before we go, I guess we should say if you have a family of six, you probably are tired in the mornings because that's a lot of people in your house, and you're probably like, "Wow, I need some coffee because I'm so tired." Then you should get some Expedition Roasters coffee because it's great coffee and it's very good, and we use it all the time. Mm-hmm. I drink it every morning and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I got your dad to drink some and he really liked it. Like your dad normally he's not the biggest coffee person, but he's like, "This is really good." And I was like, "I told you so." But if you would like great coffee, and they're also, they've been with us for a long time. It's been years we've been working with them, but they're also, they're a small business. And, you know, like us, like, you know, in the past we've worked with other companies, but we like working with them. They're a good small company, great people, and they have a great product. So it's a win-win across the board. So if you if you'd like to check it out, you can go to ctmexpedition.com, and that link will save you 15% off every single order. And you don't have to remember a promo code, as that link will automatically apply it to your order, and it'll show up at your house. So
yeah,
and they got some great flavors. I'm really liking the paint, and I'm drawing a blank on which one it is off the top of my head, but it is the paint.
Ink and paint.
It's like birthday cake. I did finally get to try the Thunderstruck, which is Thor. And it's got a little extra jolt. It's got a little extra caffeine.
Yeah.
In there.
Okay.
But Happily Never After is a great one. Ghoulish Delight as well. So they're all really good and they're fantastic. And again, they have really cool bags and all that stuff. So again, go to ctmexpedition.com and that link will save you 15% off every order you place. And go give them a try. And if they have the sample pack and if you're not sure what to get, that's a great place to start. Is that right there? So, All right. Well, I think that'll do it for the show. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And if you want to check us out on social media, we are at CapTheMagic on Instagram. We're doing a lot more TikToks and things. So you can catch us at CaptureTheMagic on TikTok. You can go to the website, ctm.show. You can check out all the episodes there. If you want to check out, again, the shirts and the candles, you go to ctmshirts.com. And if you want to join Club 32, you go to ctmvip.com. And that'll do it for us. So,
yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining and being your fantastic self.
Thank you, Jared.
You perked my interest.
I'm glad I could perk your interest.
As it should be. Yeah. All right. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye. There are pass holder magnets coming to Disney Springs. These are some new ones.
Yeah. So annual pass holder magnet.
What did you just
say? Yes. Listen, you don't got to be mean.
What was that?
Yes. I can talk how I want
to. You can say whatever you'd like. I'm just curious as to.
I'm just perking your interest over here in what we're talking about.
The way you said it, my interest was very perked.
Oh my gosh. That seemed to make me laugh for a long time. Just saying.